أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained directly the previous ayat that Allah Ta'ala has got the full power and qudrat to resurrect man and bring him back to life. For that Allah Ta'ala said insan should consider how he was created the first time and how Allah Ta'ala made him from a drop of sperm and how Allah Ta'ala made the form of the body within the mother, the womb, the small little womb, and every part of the body Allah made there and put the ruh, and then this person, this little baby had life in it and it came into this world. And whatever it is going to do here, Allah reminds us also that everything is recorded. It is narrated that when whatever action a person does, good or bad, there are four witnesses to it. The first witness to every action of a person is with the parts of the body that he does it. There is a full record kept there. With our eyes, what we are seeing every moment, a full record is kept in the eyes. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the parts of the body to speak. And Allah will put a seal on the tongue. And the parts of the body will start speaking, and then the person will say to the parts of the body, why are you giving evidence against me? You have turned state witness. I did all this for your enjoyment. The hands, the legs, whatever, the mind, the heart, whatever person used in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, they will give evidence themselves. That is the one evidence. The second is the piece of ground on which we do anything. There also it is recorded in that ground, on that spot. As we are sitting now, this piece of ground is recording that we came for namaz. And we made our namaz here. And if we commit any guna, we go to any place in whichever piece of ground we commit a sin, that ground also has got all the records there. Thirdly, our kiram and katibin, the two farishtas, angels on our right shoulder and left shoulder. They are also recording every action of ours, whatever we are doing, they are recording each and everything in complete and full detail. And also with that, in order to cultivate this realization that we are being watched all the time and we are being recorded whatever we are doing. When we make salam, whenever we make salam in namaz, we should make the niyat of this farishtas also. For that we can just think now, we just finished our fajr two faras. Did we make the niyat of this farishtas? If we did not make the niyat, then this realization of the system of Allah is difficult to come within us. But if we make that niyat every time, sunnat, nafil, faraz, namaz, whatever we are making, then that realization will come that I'm under surveillance. And it's not only under surveillance, but every record of mine is being kept. And then the fourth record is our record of deeds, our namai amal, where it is finally posted and recorded in one place there. So all our actions are on record. And then on the day of Qiyamah, yawm tubla sarair, jis din ke jhanche jaye bhed, the day when all secrets will be exposed. On the day of Qiyamah, every action of ours, we could have done it so secretly, just thought of a plot in our mind, but that also will be disclosed. Whatever we were plotting against any person, whatever plans we were making, all that will be disclosed on the day of Qiyamah. And the reality of this, just to get an understanding, at one time our great elders, Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was one of the very previous senior muftis of Darul Uloom Deoband, they were making Taraweeh namaz. And just a small little jamaat, but with great, great people, in which was Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, and other great ulama. When Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was making the Taraweeh, and he repeated the same ayat many times, Yawm Tubla Sarai, the day when everyone's secrets will be exposed. Then these people, they started screaming like they were out of this world. Some fell down unconscious, and Maulana kept on, Mufti Sahib kept on reading this ayat. They went in, make a wuzu again. They came and they joined the namaz again. And after that, after some time, he carried on. So and that is actually reality of Taraweeh and of namaz also. We just want our Taraweeh to get finished quickly, and we want some nice sweet sounds to come, and that is an enjoyable Taraweeh. But their Taraweeh was of a complete different nature. So when this reality hits a person, that tomorrow in front of everyone, my wife, my daughters, my mother, in front of everyone, every secret of mine will come out. What will be the condition of a person? And that will be a day, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. To kuch na hoga usko zor aur na koi madad karne wala. That person will have no power to do anything on that day. All what we think, I got this contact, I can bluff the people like this, I can do this, I've got money, nothing will help him. And no helper also for that person. So if a person pitches the day of Qiyamah, that is more than enough to correct his life. And there is no need for despondency either. That as long as we are living, all these records which are kept, this evidence, if we make dua, particular dua of the Quran Sharif, wa'afu anna, oh Allah, forgive us. Actually the dua, the tafsir of it is, destroy all the evidence against us. And when Allah Ta'ala has given us that prescription, then definitely Allah will destroy all that evidence. So if we turn to Allah and we make tawbah, then a person's record becomes completely clear immediately by Allah Ta'ala. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا Oh Allah, hide all our evil and make known our good. وَرَحَمْنَا Oh Allah, though we are deserving of your worst punishment, but in spite of that, you favor us with your greatest favors. So that is the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So the reality is this. But for a Muslim, and we have Iman on Allah and the teachings of the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, there is no need for despondency. So we should turn to Allah in Tawbah. And that is greatly required at this time. What is happening in the Muslim Ummah, whether it is in Ghouta, in Syria near Damascus, whether it is in Burma and now in Sri Lanka again, where the Buddhists are attacking the Muslims there also. Whatever we can push theories that there is a pre-planned international campaign against the Muslims, whatever it is, the truth is we have to make Tawbah. We have to change our lives and we have to return to Allah. Tawbah means to reverse, to go back to the origin and turn to Allah Ta'ala in repentance for all the wrong that we are doing. Well, there are so many wrongs which we are doing individually, which we are doing or openly in society, our weddings, our lifestyle, and nobody to tell us anything. We don't accept anything from anyone. What terrible open sins we are committing in view of everyone, and that is an occasion, and nobody speaks out against it, then Allah's azab also comes, and it takes the pious, and it takes the impious, it takes everyone at that time. So to speak out against the wrong, for which we also are today reprimanded, that you are not allowed to speak on these subjects. You are not allowed to speak on these things. So at that time we can only wait then for the punishment of Allah. Allah save us. And nobody anywhere is saved from the punishment of Allah. Allah save us of his punishments in this world also, and in the Akhirat, the Qabr also, and on the day of Qiyamah, and forever thereafter Allah save us. And how many of us are really making dua also? For the Muslims which are paining. Muslim Ummah is like one body. You have a pain on your toe, the whole body is affected by it. So are we really even affected by this? Or are we just carrying on with our normal lives, doing what we want to do, and we are not even concerned about this? The most we might just say a couple of words, but dua, giving some sadaqah, making our begging of Allah Ta'ala, how many of us are doing that? May Allah make us conscious, and that we make dua for these, for the people, and for protection for ourselves also, and our progeny. Wa akhiru da'wana.